My favorite place.
Favorite place?
A favorite place on the hilltop.
Favorite place, you know, probably right now the eatery right across the street from here is a fish house.
Favorite place? I'm going to say Stanley.
Favorite place? Probably Stanley.
My favorite place would probably be the homes of the people that we visited. My father's best friend lived on the hilltop. That was Mr. Winston. He was retired military.
I remember living on Ash Street. I remember living on 8th and I.
15th and K, back when it was K Street.
I'm 8th and Ainsworth across from Shibe's.
23rd and J, 21st and J.
23rd, 25th Street.
19th and G, 25th and G.
8th and Grant.
19th and Yakima.
15th and K.
South Ridgewood.
10th and J. I lived on 13th and L.
And I mean, and then like, see, Sixth Avenue was like the black-white line. If you go over Sixth Avenue, then you're gonna have some drama, you know, with the white dudes.
The hilltop from Fawcett Street on the downside to Sprigg Street on the top side, and from Sixth Avenue in the north to 28th Street in the south, which is above I-5. That was the neighborhood that was model cities. And that's where the funds were targeted to deal with people, buildings, homes, etc., and to strengthen those communities.
The hilltop has always been home to me.
Very family oriented. I remember if you were doing something down the street, someone was probably going to reprimand you for that. Like there wasn't just your parents at your home, the whole neighborhood was watching.
Yeah, you could all the kind of fruit that you want to get, you could pick on trees up here. He had peaches and apricots, figs, cherries, apples, pears, on every, I don't know about, but you can't, not now though, not like it was anyway. I'm sure they were planted, you know, whatever wave of people came through here. I think before we got here, the blacks that is, I think it was the Italians, and before that, the Norwegians.
Our communities were fairly mixed. Historically, the Fawcett side of Hilltop was the Chinese community and the Japanese community, and most of them were merchants. The top of the hill was the Italian neighborhood, and you'll see the churches and buildings that represent those cultures and communities. Norwegians had their Normanna Hall, Slavonians had their Slavonian Hall.
Well, it was mostly Swedes and Italians.
The hilltop is diverse ethnically.
It was very diverse.
We have a little, like a melting pot of everything here.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of different cultures in hilltop.
Multicultural, you know, that's, and everybody lives together actually with no problems.
Mostly minorities.
They were long-term families.
Lots of old families that have been in the neighborhood for a long time, and then their kids grow up and they're in the neighborhood and they're raising their kids in the neighborhood, so.